Welcome to the Akigawa Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We hope this resource will help you in your walk with Jesus as you grow more and more into His image. For more information about Akigawa Baptist Church, please visit akigawabc.com. Now, enjoy the sermon.
We are going through the fourth book of Psalms. The fourth book of Psalms is a really helpful book because it helps us in learning to build our confidence and our trust in God, even in times of great difficulty and in great struggle. And this is something that we're learning the process of through book four. And this is what we're going to be learning. And we're kind of reminded this a little bit. It started out in Psalm, I think it was 90, right? Last week when we looked at the story of Moses, the psalm that Moses sung for the children of Israel. When Israel was wandering in the desert, right? They were reminded of the greatness of God. See, they had forgotten about the greatness of God when they were coming into the promised land. They had abandoned their faith and their hope and trust in God. And so God said, okay, because you choose not to submit to me and my trust in me and my faithfulness to bring you this far and then to help you to get into the promised land, I will let you wander in the desert. And so the children of Israel wandered. As the previous generation passed away from the scene, the new generation of those who were God's people learned what it meant to build their confidence in God. They were reminded to remember His power. So that once again, when they came to the door of the land that God had promised them, they would confidently trust in His power and in His ability to give them the very land that He had promised them, regardless of who was in the land at the time. Then, hundreds of years later, when Israel found themselves in another similar situation, when they found themselves in exile in Babylon, once again, they're reminded to remember. Remember. And the very psalms that we sing, these very psalms were the psalms that helped them to look, that reminded them to look back at those who had sung those songs before them, how look back at them and their songs to remember how faithful God has always been from generation to generation to generation, to remember that God would not abandon His people. This is good for us too, right? This is helpful for us to remind us that God is faithful. Whether you are in a desert or whether you are in the promised land, God is faithful. Whether you're at home in your homeland or far away from home, remember that Almighty God is always in control of your life. Your life. So whether things are going well, whether you're going through difficult times, when you're going through struggling, remember. Remember that He is faithful. Remember that He is kind and true. This is actually the first step in restoring confidence in God. It's the first step to remember. And this is what we looked at last week. So the question is, how do we respond to what we remember? This is the second step in the process of restoring our confidence in God. First, we remember. Second, we respond to what we remember. So as we look back through these, we start by looking back and remembering God's faithfulness in the songs of those who have walked before us, and then respond to those things by as we fill our thoughts of who God is and what He does. So the second part of book four is this helping us to know how to respond to what we remember. And there's basically six psalms that remind us of this. From Psalm 95 to 100. These are the six psalms that kind of focus in on that. We're going to focus in on the second of these psalms, Psalm 96. So Psalm 96 is very helpful because it helps us to develop that right response to seeing and remembering God's goodness. So let's take a look at it. Take a look at that this morning. Psalm 96, verse 1 says this. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. This psalm is reminding us of this thing. Hey, remember those who sang the songs of praise to God before you? Remember those who walked before you and sang these songs of God's goodness and faithfulness? Remember how they helped you to remember the goodness of God? Well, now it's your turn to sing. Now it's your time to sing about how God's goodness and faithfulness is so true, not just in their lives, but also in your life. Just as the people sang their songs that told the goodness and strength and power and faithfulness of God, now you sing your stories of God's power, His greatness, His faithfulness in your life. You sing a new song. You sing your song. You see, it's important that we don't just sing about how faithful God was. It's also important to sing about how faithful God is right now in your life, in our generation. Not just the faithfulness of those in the past generations, but the faithfulness of God in past generations, but the faithfulness of God in our generation, in our lives, how He cares for us. And this is the new song that we sing. It's our song. It's all of our turn to sing. Think about it. Singing is one of the ways we respond in worship to God. We worship God. And one of the ways we worship Him in response to His faithfulness is by singing. It is the response that comes from a heart that remembers God's goodness. When your heart is overflowing, it's filled to overflowing, it just flows out in praise and worship to God, does it not? So the question is this. This is how it starts out. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. And the question is, who do we sing to? Who is it that we're actually singing to? In verse 1, we see this, sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. Verse 2 says the same thing. Verse 2, sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Have you guys ever, when your kids were little, they probably don't do it once they get a little bit older. Probably once they get into like grade school, maybe this may stop, because I don't know if your kids do this now, but maybe remember when your kids were really young, maybe 3-4 years old or so, they would sing to you. Have your kids ever sung to you? I don't know if they have or not, but back in the day when they were young and they weren't polluted, no, I'm just kidding. Back when they were young, oh, they would sing, you know, like, oh, my dad is so strong. He's so, his jokes are so funny. He lets me eat ice cream, which tastes oh so yummy. You know, I don't know. That's something I just made up. You know what I'm talking about, right? The kids sing just random silly songs about how they love their dad or how they love their mom, right? And man, when you hear that, it just makes you so happy. It's like, oh, I love it. All right, come on. You and me, we're going to go get some ice cream because that's so awesome, you know, because we love to hear that. We love to hear the response. The praise is sung by our kids, right? This is literally the joy we give our Heavenly Father when we sing to Him. We literally bless His name. Each day brings an opportunity for us to praise Him. It brings an opportunity for us to display our thankfulness for His salvation, to praise Him for who He is and what He does. Just as we have the joy of hearing our kids sing to us, we also get to show that joy, let our Heavenly Father enjoy the praise of His children as they sing to Him. We worship Him. We bless His name by singing to Him. But we also worship His name by singing to others. We also worship His name by singing to others. Look at verse 3. Verse 3 says this, declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. Our worship flows out not just in how we sing to God Himself, but also in how we declare His goodness and how we share our experiences of His goodness to those around us. When our heart is full and overflowing, knowing the experience and the goodness of God, it can't help but to flow out of us, right? This is interesting. We declare His glory. We declare His glory among the nations. So when we declare His glory to those around us by describing who He is, we're describing who He is. He is good to me. He is merciful to me. Even in my mess ups, He is faithful, and I know I can trust Him. That is who He is. That is what it's talking about when we declare His glory among the heathen. But we also declare His wonders to them by sharing what He does. It isn't just who He is, but also what He does. We declare His wonders among all the people. He forgives me. He provides for me. He answers my prayer. This is how He answered my prayer. He took care of this problem in my life. He gave me strength when I was weak. When we declare the glory and the wonders of God, we are essentially saying what David says in Psalm 34:8, when he says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed, happy, happy is the man, blessed is the man that trusts in Him." This is what we're saying. When we're singing to others about the goodness and glory of God, we're literally saying, "Oh, how good it is to trust in Him. Oh, how I want you to taste the goodness of God in your life too. Oh, how I want you to join me in worshiping Him." Is this not our heart's desire when it is full and overflowing with understanding and knowing the goodness of God? Does not our praise fill up and go to God and also to those around us? This is so helpful for us. Have you ever wondered where the desire to tell other people about Jesus comes from? Where does that desire to tell others about Jesus come from? It comes from a heart that is overflowing with praise and thankfulness to God's goodness. That heart is in somebody who remembers and is aware of God's goodness to him. Remember that moment you trusted in Jesus and you realize what He has done for you in dying on the cross to save you from eternity in hell, to giving you a brand new eternity in heaven with your Creator, who is now your Father. The joy that comes from that heart, the recognition that my eternal destiny has changed simply because I put my faith in Jesus Christ. That moment you trust in Christ, joy floods your soul. What do? I can't wait to tell my friends about Jesus, right? But as we live life, what happens? We tend to forget. We tend to get used to God's goodness, the amazing eternal destiny that has now become ours because of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. We get used to the fact that we are the children of the Creator of all things. But when we remember again, when that joy comes back of being God's child, when we remember where we used to be and where we are now, worship happens. The response of worship happens. We sing to God, but we also sing to others. We share the joy of what it means to be a child of God. Maybe if you're having a hard time telling other people about heaven, the best thing may be to just simply start by remembering where you are now because of God's goodness to you. Start there, and then let that heart that is filled with understanding the joy of being a child of God start to flow out in praise to your Father. Then in praise, let that praise flow out to share His goodness with others. Why is it important that you and I sing to God? Why do we share our goodness? Why do we share His goodness with those around us? Why is that important? Well, one of the reasons we do that, one of the reasons we worship him is literally simply because he's worthy of our worship. He deserves nothing less than our worship. He is the one true God, the creator of all things. And this is what it says in verses 4 through 6. Verses 4 through 6 says this. We sing, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. All of our praise, doesn't matter how great the praise is, he's worthy to receive it. He is to be feared above all gods. Why? Verse 5. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. This all gods of the nations is talking about they were made, they are idols, they were made beings, they were made things, but God is the one who makes. Isn't that interesting? They are made by others, but God is the one who creates. God is the one who makes. Verse 6. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. I love that. Strength and beauty. The power of God and yet the beauty of his goodness. We sing to God and about God simply because he is great. He is worthy of all of our praise. What makes him different from anything else is that he is the one who made all things. The heavens and all that are in it. The earth and all that is in it too. Psalm 95 kind of hones in on the aspect of God's creation. Here's what he says in verse 2. Psalm 95, 2. Let us come. This is interesting, our response to who God is. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise unto him with psalms, with our songs. Verse 3. Why? For the Lord is a great God and a great king above all gods. Verse 4. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. Verse 5. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Here's the thing. All we see around us, all we see above us, all we see below us, all of these things, everything is made by him. Even we ourselves are made by God. Even we ourselves, Psalm 100 at the very end of this book 4 says this, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. What's our response to that? Verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. This is helpful for us to see. This is helpful for us because sometimes it's easy to forget how great God is. We can forget the greatness of God in our lives. It's easy to forget that all we enjoy around us is given to us by God. Even the very life that is in us, the very breath that we have is given to us by God's goodness to us. But there's more. For those of us who have trusted in Jesus as our Savior, who have been given the special privilege of God being not only our Creator, but also our Father, because we have been given the special privilege of being one of his people, the sheep of his pasture. Remember when we went over Psalm 23 and we saw all the ways in which our shepherd cares for us? This is why we can praise him, because he is not only our creator, but he is also our Father. This is why we praise him. This is our song of worship to him. And this is what you share with those around you, right? In the next couple of weeks, in about 2 weeks, our church is going to be enjoying a Thanksgiving service, a special service where we eat together and enjoy a time of fellowship together, but also in responding to the goodness of God by sharing with others and to praise him for the ways in which we see and experience God's goodness and faithfulness to us, right? This is our time that we get to sing new songs. We get to sing our songs of thankfulness and praise to Him. As that's coming up, take time now. You know, it talks about how we praise Him from day to day, right? Take time now to start getting into that habit of remembering God's goodness to you and start thanking Him now. Don't wait until Thanksgiving to come up with something to thank Him for. Start looking around you and developing the habit of thanking Him from day to day, even now. All you have to do is just stop and look around you. Just stop and look around you and see the ways of God's faithfulness to you. As you notice those things, as you begin to become aware of the ways in which God is faithful to you, guess what's going to happen? Your heart will start overflowing with praise and thankfulness to Him. You will want to sing praise to Him. You will want to share His goodness to others around you. As we worship God in our singing, as we worship Him in sharing His glory to those around us, we are also reminded of another way in which you and I can worship our King. It tells us this way in the next three verses in Psalm 96, verses 7, 8, 9 says this: "Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength." Verse 8, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts." Verse 9, "Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth." We worship in the way we give God what He is worthy to receive. Think about that. We worship in the way we give God what He is worthy to receive. Think about why we gather together here on Sunday at church. Why do we gather here? What is the reason for our gathering here, right? Part of the reason is to receive, right? We receive help. We receive guidance from God's Word. We receive strength and encouragement from God's children, our family, church family. We do receive a lot in gathering together on Sunday. But receiving strength and encouragement, receiving isn't the only reason we gather. We don't just gather to receive. We also gather to give back to God for what He has given us. We gather to give back to Him. We give Him glory in our praise. We give our offerings because we are thankful for all the things that He has already given to us. We give Him our strength in the way we serve one another. We give Him, I love this, we give Him holy, beautiful worship in the way we live throughout the week, in the beauty of holiness. We give Him glory as we encourage one another to trust Him. We give Him all of this because He is worthy of receiving this, all of this and more. So when your heart is overflowing with thankfulness, it will flow out a desire to give back to Him in thankfulness for all of the many blessings He gives us. This is the response that we see in remembering God's goodness to us. We respond in worship. We respond in singing as a way of worship. We respond in singing to Him. We respond in singing to others to glorify Him, right? We also respond in giving back what He has given in a way of thanking Him for what He has given to us. As we worship, as we invite others to worship with us, know that we are not the only ones who are worshiping God. We are not the only ones. We're actually joining a chorus of praise that has been worshiping God from the very beginning of creation. And this is what Psalm 96 ends with, is this. Verses 10 through 13 says this: "Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously." Verse 11. "Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof." Verse 12. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice, verse 13, before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. When you worship God, you are simply joining the magnificent chorus of all creation as it worships and glorifies God from day to day. All creation is already worshiping God. The trees are singing with praise at his goodness and faithfulness to him. The mountains are clapping out. One of the Psalms I wanted to write, I love it. Let the rivers clap their hands with joy. I love that phrase. Like the rivers describing the glory of God and the sound that they make as they flow from the top of the mountain to the end of the sea. Let the mountains sing praise to God. We are simply joining all of creation as it worships God from day to day. You and I get to join that chorus of praise. You got to be part of that. And as you look to the past to remember his goodness, and as your heart overflows with praise and how God loves and cares for you, you will also join the rest of creation in looking to the future, to the time when he will return to make all things right once again. You too will wait with eager anticipation to the time where he fixes all wrongs, to the time when he, with his righteousness, restores all that has been messed up by sin. And just as we trust in his timing and in his plan in each of our lives, so also we trust in his timing and in his plan for all of creation. And while we wait, we worship him. While we wait for that time to come, in our waiting, we worship. We worship from a heart that overflows with praise and thanksgiving as we remember his faithfulness. This is your response to remembering. Simply put, it's to worship. The question is, are you remembering? And in response to remembering, are you worshiping? Are you worshiping your King? Are you singing to him a new song? Not an old song of how God was faithful to somebody in the past, but how God is faithful to you. Is your song about how he is faithful to you? Is it a present now kind of a praise that you're singing? Are you sharing with others his glory as your heart overflows with praise and thankfulness of who he is and what he does in your life? And are you expecting his return and waiting patiently, trusting in his timing and in his plan, not only in your life, but in all of creation? And while you wait, are you worshiping him? I hope you are. I hope we all as a church family are as well. All right, let's pray. Thank him for the things in which we've seen today through Psalm 96. Father, thank you for the ways in which you care for us. All through Scripture, and even all through creation, we see the ways in which you provide for those that you have created. In creation, we see your handiwork and your care for all of humanity. But also in Scripture, we see your care for those, for all of us, in showing us a plan of redemption that you have ordained from the beginning of time and that you are even now working through. Father, thank you for saving us from our sins, giving us an eternity in heaven with you as your children. Help us to respond in praise and in glorifying you in our lives and in our hearts, and also to sharing his goodness with others, and also in giving back in thankfulness for what you have given to us. Help us to join this magnificent chorus of praise that sings from day to day of your goodness and glory. Help us to join in that. And as your people, Help us to sing the praises of your redemption in our lives. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus, for making all of this possible. It is in your name we pray. Amen.